Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Here are seven reasons to think before you speak. First, our words determine our destiny. I'm never going to be debt-free. Now the devil is continually attacking me. I don't have anybody in my life who cares about me. I'm reminded of these and other negative words on a daily basis through the mail and email that we get, phone calls. And they come from people who love God with all their hearts. But they speak forth words filled with doubt and fear instead of hope and faith. It's important to understand, it's life-changing and critical to understand the importance and power of your words. Words can encourage or discourage, strengthen or weaken, build up or let down, bring happiness or sorrow, paint a picture that is either beautiful or ugly, get out of debt or keep you in financial bondage, heal you or keep you sick, prosper you, or keep you living in lack, give you peace of mind or mental anguish, save you or condemn you. Words can make us satisfied or dissatisfied with who we are and what we do. Psalm 12:14 in the Classic Amplified. From the fruit of his words, a man shall be satisfied with good, and the work of his hands shall come back to him as a harvest. Number two, our words define who we are.
James 3:2 in the Classic Amplified. For we all often stumble and fall and offend in many things. And if anyone does not offend in speech, never says the wrong things, he is fully developed character and a perfect man, able to control his whole body and curb his entire nature.
Have you ever offended someone? Have you ever offended someone by the things you say? Have you ever spoken words that you wish were visible so you could reach out and quickly pull them back out of the air before they hurt or offended anyone else? According to James 3:2, our ability to think before we speak, to never say wrong things, reveal a character that is being perfected. Truthfully, James 3:2 says it all. But we recommend you read James 3:3-10 after the call today. Number three, our words will either bring reward or punishment. Proverbs 12:14, the Contemporary English Version says, we are rewarded or punished for what we say and do. Wise words, words well spoken, words spoken from a heart of righteousness, will bring benefits into all of our lives.
Proverbs 12:14 in the New Living Translation says it this way, wise words bring many benefits and hard work brings rewards.
The believer who thinks before he or she speaks, well, they're positioning themselves for the blessings of God to flow through their lives. There are three scriptures that describe the blessings of thinking before we speak.
Proverbs 22:11 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, he who loves purity and the pure in heart and who is gracious in speech because of the grace of his lips will have the king for his friend. When we think before we speak, we will have the king for a friend. Now, maybe not an earthly king, but the heavenly king is the one we really want for a friend. Not only will a king be our friend, but he will be happy in how we think and what we say. Proverbs 16 13, Proverbs 16, verse 13 in the Amplified Bible, Classic Edition. Right and just words are the delight of a king, and he loves him who speaks what is right. Thinking before we speak is also a forerunner for having a long life and one worth living. Proverbs 13, verse 3 in the New Living Translation advises us, those who control their tongue will have a long life. Opening your mouth can ruin everything.
Number four, our words bless and encourage. In moments of trials and tribulations, words can bring peace, comfort, and strength. The right words can heal hurts, relieve pain, soothe a broken heart, and encourage those going through adversity. Speaking the right words reveals the wisdom of God. Proverbs 12:18, New Living Translation. Some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing. Some people are hesitant to attend funerals because they don't know what to say. But listen to Proverbs 15:4.
Proverbs 15, verse 4 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, a gentle tongue with its healing power is a tree of life. And Proverbs 16, 24 in the Classic Amplified says, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the mind and healing to the body. If we combine Proverbs 15:4 and Proverbs 16:24, they can produce an amazing an interesting 1-2 healing combination for us to use. A gentle tongue with its healing power is a tree of life. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the mind and healing to the body. The right words, fitly spoken, are a healing balm for those who are hurting and suffering and in need of comfort. Proverbs 25:11 in the Classic Amplified Bible, a word fitly spoken and in due season is like apples of gold in settings of silver.
In our everyday lives, we constantly have the opportunity to speak a comforting and empowering word to those who need mental, spiritual healing and encouragement. For better or worse, our words impact not only their day, but their lives as well. Number five, our words have consequences. We decide whether they're good or evil. Proverbs 18:20, Classic Amplified. A man's moral self should be filled with the fruit of his mouth, and with the consequence of his words, he must be satisfied, whether good or evil. Words can also bring life or death to us.
Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whether we speak words of life or death is really up to us. Proverbs 18:21 in the Message Bible says it this way, words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose.
Here's the bottom line. It's found in Proverbs 18:20 in the Contemporary English Version. Make your words good. You'll be glad you did. Number six, our words, well, we need to know when to fold them, hold them, keep silent, or walk away.
Ecclesiastes 3:1-7. Ecclesiastes 3:1-7 in the King James Version. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven, a time to keep silent and a time to speak. Sometimes wisdom is knowing not so much what to say as to whether or not you wish to say it at all. Proverbs 29:20 in the New Living Translation, there is more hope for a fool than someone who speaks without thinking.
Aretha Franklin years ago had a song called Think. One of the lines said, you better think what you're doing to me. We'd better think what we're saying to others. Thinking before we speak, even in the heat of an argument, will avoid confusion and offense. Words are spoken. Once they're spoken, we can't take them back. And apologies, well, they only soothe the wound. Doesn't immediately heal it. Proverbs 15:28 in the Living Bible says, a good man thinks before he speaks. The evil man pours out his words without a thought. We told our children to count to 10 before they responded to an unkind or rude comment. Think about what you say. And more importantly, during those 10 seconds, ask yourself the most important question of all. How would Jesus respond? Using this strategy will result in each of us having a word fitly spoken.
Proverbs 15:23 in the Living Bible. Everyone enjoys a fitting reply. It is wonderful to say the right thing at the right time. When we find Proverbs 21:23 in the New Living Translation, is very direct. It says, watch your tongue and keep your mouth shut, and you will stay out of trouble.
I guess that kind of says it all. Number 7, our words will confirm us as saints or sinners. Saints or sinners.
Psalm 39:1, verse 1, in the Classic Amplified. I said, I will take heed and guard my ways that I may not sin. I may sin not with my mouth, my tongue, excuse me. I said, I will take heed and guard my ways that I may sin not with my tongue. I will muzzle my mouth as with a bridle while the wicked are before me. King David was determined that he wanted to think before he spoke. For David to make such a statement, chances are, like us, he had previously had a problem controlling his tongue. Psalm 141:3 in the Classic Amplified gives us some very good advice in prayer. I know many people who pray this too. Set a guard, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep watch at the door of my lips. David and we know the importance of saying the right things. That's why he had asked God for help, and we should too. Psalm 19:14 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my firm and penetrable rock and my redeemer.
Just as King David needed help in thinking before he spoke, so do we. We need to ask God on a daily basis to allow the Holy Spirit to direct our words, speaking only words that will encourage, exhort, and edify one another. Napoleon Hill, the speechwriter for President Franklin Roosevelt and the author of Think and Grow Rich, once said, think twice before you speak, because your words and influence will plant the seed of either success or failure in the mind of another. Sounds like good advice to me. Think before you speak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says sow seed. Just ask God what seed to put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. If you don't do the internet, just send us a letter to Post Office Box 900,000, Fort Worth, Texas, 76161. 76161. Hallelujah. And until tomorrow morning, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.